Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for your ministry here. I was just wanting to see what the maximum frequency of that vitamin A and D balm should be, because I usually get a cold every 4 days.
Oh, you poor guy. Are you taking vitamin A and D every day also in between times, just less?
I just stop it for one day and then hit it again.
Okay, and you don't get a headache, right? Because that vitamin A will give us headaches if we take too much. So you don't do that, huh?
No, I don't get a headache.
Okay. And just incidentally, have you had your vitamin D blood level checked in the last year or two?
It was around 70,000 or something. It wasn't too bad.
Let's see. You mean 70 probably?
A year ago.
Yeah, you probably mean 70 because the usual range goes, they tell us 30 to 100 is normal, but actually if you're in the tropics, it's 60 to 100. So 70 does sound okay. Now, at that time, sir, and the reason I ask is because if you were at that time doing just what you told me just now, then you're doing okay. Because you haven't gone too high. With a 70, you got to get over 100 to be dangerous. Were you taking that much A and D back then?
I only take it during the winter.
This doesn't happen in the summertime, huh?
No, it doesn't. I don't take the vitamin A and D balm during the summer.
Oh, okay. So now, how many times have you taken it so far? I know winter's a little early around here, but how many times have you taken it this winter?
Oh, probably 5 times, something like that.
Okay, sir. Well, this is one where I really do have to recommend you be working with a natural medicine doctor. Why? I will give you an answer, too, but I got to recommend this first. And the why is that if you've had it 5 or 6 times and you've had to hit it every other day, every third day, whatever it is, then after about 10 times of that, it really is a good idea to go get that vitamin D level checked. Vitamin D can sneak up on us, and we can be way, way too high and not know about it because it doesn't give us a symptom. So after about 10 times, I'd get it checked, and if it's above 100, oops, I better back off some here. If it's not above 100, but it's at 99, I'd back off a little bit too. And if it's down around 60, 70, I'd just say, hey, I'm not doing too bad here, and leave it alone. Now, that's for the vitamin D part, and you do need help from a doc on getting that checked. Now, vitamin A, like I say, very fortunately has a habit of giving us headaches if we take too much. And headaches we can usually notice. But let me tell you about a study was done, a number of years ago. It was on men and women with acne. And obviously with acne, they were younger men and women. But they're all adults. And they had those young ladies take, I am not kidding you, 400,000 units every day of vitamin A. And they had the young men take 500,000 units of vitamin A every day. And guess what? Nobody ran into trouble with it, and everybody's acne got better. No kidding. So there's a lot of leeway with vitamin A, so I just pay attention to the headaches. But with the vitamin D, it can sneak up on you, and I definitely suggest consideration of getting a blood level check after you've done it about 10 times, and that way you'll know whether it's being overdone or not.
Okay. Also, I was just wondering, I have a lot of itching around like 3 o'clock in the morning on my neck and on my head. I was just wondering if there's anything that would do away with that.
What time do you go to bed planning to go to sleep, sir?
Oh, usually around midnight, something like that.
And this occurs at what time then, this itching?
From 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock usually.
Okay, and what time do you last eat before you go to bed?
I usually make sure I get 3 hours of no eating before I go to bed.
So latest would be 9 p.m., huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about 7 hours later you're getting the itches. Okay, the reason I'm asking that is for another reason, sir. Do you ever get episodes of what's called low blood sugar?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely got low blood sugar.
Okay. Well, oddly enough, sometimes, and I'm not going to tell you it is always, it's just sometimes, but sometimes low blood sugar can be associated with itching, no kidding. Why it would be, I have no clue, but it does happen, and people tell me about it, and then they fix up their low blood sugar, and they don't itch anymore. But the itching happens at the low blood sugar point, so how can one prevent that? Well, I'm not quite sure if you can do this. Some people deliberately don't want to eat for 3 or 4 hours before they go to bed, but if you ate something right at bedtime, what kind of a something? Well, some protein with a small amount of unrefined carbohydrate, of course. If you did that a couple times, then, oh my goodness, I'm not waking up itching, then you'd know, yep, that's low blood sugar, and you know what you have to do about it.
I'll give it a try. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.